I'm Chris Stefanik here with Pat Lencioni, and here is your 3-minute reset. I want to talk about a really challenging thing today, about how all money can be a counterfeit for God. And the Bible talks about lots of sins, lots of vices that we should avoid because God wants us to be happy, not because he wants to limit us. But money is one of the rare things, one of the rare areas, like the love of money, that the Bible says is specifically idolatry. Why is that? I think it's because when people become too attached to money, they start looking to money for what? For their worth, for their safety. Money provides for me. What is money? What, money loves me? What? No. Those are things that God gives us. God gives you your worth, your security. He provides for you. He very often in today's world uses money to do those things. But if we don't get this straight, money becomes our God.
Yeah, and I think it's really important for people to understand that greed is not usually the problem. It's pride. I mean, it is for some people. I mean, there is greed in the world. But like, I think about these people, like professional athletes that are making $45 million a year playing a sport. And they're arguing about, I think I deserve this much more. And it's usually, well, that other guy is getting it. And that there's envy involved in that. But it's really, what does this say about me?
Look, yeah, this amount of money equals, look how many units of worth I have.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, everybody listening to this understands this because, I mean, I grew up wanting to do better. My parents wanted me to do better than them. I will share something. I remember my dad, God rest his soul, before he died, he was not of his right mind at one point, and I had to convince him to go to the hospital. And I told him how much money I made because that would jar him into saying, oh, if you make that much money, I'll listen to you. And a friend of mine did the same thing to his dad because for our parents, they wanted to know we were going to do better. And money was the symbol of that. And it felt totally stupid to do it. But I said, I know my dad will respect me in this moment more and listen to me. Because money has become the marker of
worth.
Of worth.
Your net worth. We use that language. A Christian, your net worth is God the Son to God the Father.
Yes.
Your net worth is the body of Christ in this mystical, beautiful sense. And no amount of money in the world can compare with that. And even if you're struggling financially, your Heavenly Father will provide for you. This is a promise from Scripture. It is not money in the end that is providing for you. It's God. You got to place your trust in Him. And this is a delicate thing because we're constantly, you have to earn money. It's part of life. It's part of existing. But our ultimate trust is in God.
Yeah, let's pray. God, help us to know that our happiness lies in you. Help us to judge wisely in how we deal with money and to realize that you provide all things and help us never get attached to it and lose our way. We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.